佩洛西议长抵达台湾，白宫国安会表示，中国对台湾实施军事以及经济上的胁迫都在美国的意料之内。美国对紧张局势升级表示关切，也认为毫无必要。美国的对台政策并未改变。具体情况，请美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅来介绍。耀毅。
所以我们知道，在美国议长佩洛西访问台湾之际呢，中国一方面派出了多架的军机到台湾的附近，同时也宣布取消了台湾100多家这个食品公司的这个注册的订单，那也就是让他们没办法出口到中国去。那么对此呢，这个白宫的国安会战略沟通协调官科比在星期二的白宫新闻简报会上表示说呢，中国这样子的做法其实他在星期一的时候就已经预告过了，是有几个可能中国会采取对台湾的军事以及经济胁迫的手段之一。那么他们虽然是意料之内呢，但是科比表示白宫对于中国这样子的反应还是表达了关切啊。我们来看一下科比怎么说。
Just broadly speaking, it's concerning to see them react in the way they've reacted. There's no need for that. There's no justification to turn this into a crisis. So it's unfortunate that they have already chosen to act in ways we kind of predicted that they would. We would again remind leaders in Beijing that there's nothing unprecedented about this trip. I heard a Chinese spokesman earlier today was saying that it violates their sovereignty. There's no violation of sovereignty. The Speaker going is perfectly consistent with other members of Congress going, as I said, including this year. So there's just no reason to amp this up. And we're not going to participate in that. As I said at the outset, we're not going to do saber rattling. We're simply going to do what we have to do to make sure that her trip is safe and secure, and that we can meet our security commitments in the region writ broadly, and also to make sure that we can keep those lines of communication open, because it's important, again, particularly when things are tense.
那科比表示呢，美国将会持续的维持对台湾的承诺，并且与该地区的盟友一起来确保印太地区的自由、开放与稳定。他也强调，美国对台湾的承诺是有法律依据的，而拜登政府也遵守对于美国的承诺。科比在今天白宫新闻简报会上是这样说的
：“There's been long-standing bipartisan support since the late 70s for the Taiwan Relations Act.” Both sides of the aisle. And that remains today. And we take our obligations under that act very seriously, which provides for a method of assisting Taiwan with their self-defense. I can be certain, and it's important for everybody to understand how seriously we take our obligations under that Taiwan Relations Act, and we're going to continue to do that. I mean, even just under President Biden, you know, we provided $1 billion worth of defense articles under the Taiwan Relations Act. So it's a serious commitment.
此外呢，科比也表示，佩洛西议长在台湾访问期间呢，美国方面、美国政府与台湾政府一直保持着联系，也跟议长办公室保持联系，来确保访问之行安全顺利。那么在议长继续亚洲之行期间呢，也将会继续的保持联系。而拜登总统也将在佩洛西回来华府之后呢，与他来畅谈他在亚洲之行的诸多的收获。卡拉，
好的，感谢耀毅从白宫发回的报道。